the students and
No, the students were totally amazing. They were very, very cute, great people. We chatted a lot. We
nice.
had some fun together. Yes.
Some fun, yeah.
Just
What did you guys?
the simple
Tell me.
things, a pizza, a beer, and
Nice, nice, nice.
everything so beautiful.
So let me ask you then these questions. Did you read them?
Yes, I can read them.
Did you manage to read them
Yes, I read and I
before?
reply,
Excellent.
okay? Okay,
Okay.
so how do
Let's
okay.
yeah, let's what's the top?
Yes,
Sorry, one
the first question
okay.
was about how do the residency students affect Lutepia's presence in Belmonte and the area?
So let's do 5 minutes, maybe 5 minutes on each question. And if
Okay.
we don't finish, it's okay. If we don't finish, it's okay. Basically, whatever we do now, I will give just to tell you, I will give to one of the tutors. You met her probably, Sandra. I don't know if you remember, tall German lady, speaks English. She was there during the visit. So anyway, this is for her. Then I basically just need to give her some notes on a conversation that we have had based on these questions. So anyway, let's start with the questions. And we do 5 minutes each one. And if we don't finish, it's
Okay.
okay. And yeah, anything you
Okay.
want to tell me, include anything, nothing, it's up to you. Okay. Okay,
Okay.
so number one then, how do the students affect the presence of Lesepia?
Well, I strongly believe that the residency
You
students
think?
managed by Lesepia here in Belmonte affected truly positively the town and the area also surrounding it, because surely we talk about a great and open-minded project, thanks to which students coming from disparate parts of Europe and the world also stand together in order to grow professionally and academically, but also let the town growing and raising too. So for some moments, I thought about Belmonte, you know, this little town ubicated on a hill in front of the sea. Seemed that to be a pot of beautiful minds, people, stories, and lives. So it was very amazing to consider also this little town, no, as an international point of reference. I think that it is a very, very good thing, actually.
Good. I'm glad you think so. It is interesting because I mean, basically, the conversation with me and Sandra is that the professor who is conducting this research is we feel a bit like we are curious to understand what is the impact of the students the on the perception of Lesepia in the town. As you say, the presence of the students is a positive thing for probably everybody, as you say, for these reasons. And we wonder how it reflects back onto Lesepia.
Well, I think the presence of the students impacted positively on Lesepia and also the locals, the municipality, the town itself, because as I was saying before, it was something good for also the locals, because if you have an open-minded vision, you can understand the value, no, of those students here and the fact that they were very, very interested. They were very, very into the town itself, also coming from London, for example, or Metropoli.
See, 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 see.
But they were amazed by the town itself.
Yeah.
So I think speaking on a certain point of view, So speaking on the side of the local, okay,
Sí, sí,
I
sí,
think
sí, sí.
totally admit this thing, so that they impacted positively. And also on Le Sepie, too, I think this organization where was very, very, very happy to have them here.
Do you think it changes how maybe locals see La Sepia when students come? Do you think it kind of gives a certain feeling of purpose or a feeling of course, positivity, because everybody has a nice time, no? Like there is always positive experience, and this is something that we work to do, and we want to understand. Basically, if the perception of La Sepia or our intention, not just us, La Sepia as in me and Rita and Vita, but kind of the concept or the kind of what's the word? You know what I mean to say?
Yes,
If there is not so much difference, it's okay. Also, if there is not, you know, we wonder this thing basically. We ask ourselves this, you know, how is the presence of the student? How does it reflect back on us? Anyway, it's not necessarily an easy question also, so don't feel free not to answer now if you want to think also. We can speak again or we can write to me.
No, I try to answer because, in my opinion, I think students gave a value, another value, another value to the organization, Le Sapia, too. Also,
Another
speaking on the side of
Bravo.
the
Okay.
local. So, I, for example,
Please.
in my case, I know Le Sapia, but have never had the opportunity to approach as a local to
See, see, see.
yeah. Okay.
See, see.
But the students
See,
giving
see.
me this opportunity to approach to the student, but
Because,
also to Le Sepia
see.
indirectly. So in this case, I could appreciate more also the organization itself. So this is the experience
See,
that I have.
excellent.
And I strongly believe that the students, yes, changed it a bit also, the image, the organization Le Sepia
See, see, see.
had in
They
the
contribute.
minds of the locals too. Obviously in a positive
Excellent.
way. So they overvalued more the organization itself, which was good for sure, but they gave an overvalue to it.
See, see, see that. Okay, that's let me ask you the second question. Does the presence of the students, basically that's
No,
kind of the first question as well.
we did it, maybe we did it now, no? We that's the this.
Yeah, see. I think the first question and the second question are very similar, so, and I think we
Yeah, so
covered that. So let's
we answered together.
see. Okay, so number three, how do the visits, and this is maybe interesting for you, to, for example, Colavolpe, change the relationship? Okay, I would say rather than how do the visits, does the relationship change between locals and La Sepia through visits to Colavolpe? Similar, really. I mean, many of these questions will always bring similar answers because they are related in their content, in
Yes.
their topic, but particularly then,
Focus on
particularly visiting, if we visit Colavolpe,
yes, in this case, I
sorry,
can focus on
help
the
me.
visit itself now because I believe those visits were important in order to establish a certain relationship between locals and the students, whom I have to admit were curious and interested about activities and attractions. Also, little attractions of Belmonte. And in my case, I can affirm that the students were amazed by the visit at my family
Let's
business
see.
company, Colavolpe. And I was also very happy to welcome them and to also tell them the story of my family and the story of my family business company that is located in this town. This is a very little town close to the sea, but it can be a book of beautiful experiences, a beautiful stories regarding also traditional activities. Activities that are from Calabria, no? This region full of resources, full of beautiful things. And so in my case, the guys were very, very thrilled about this process of making figs, which are a fruit that is very, very related to the traditional of Calabria, and in particular the province of Cosenza. So in this case, I told them all the fact that my great grandparents were coming from Amalfi in 1910, and they were traveling towards the coast, and they established in Belmonte because it was very, very full of fruits and trees and figs too. So they, my great grandparents, basically trusted this fruit that was a poor fruit of the tradition, but they could give a very great importance to this fruit. And so then my grandfather started to produce it with chocolate and with other stuff, and also filling with almonds, orange peels, citrons, nuts. So, and then my father and the third generation started to produce also the chocolate factory.
See.
The guys were very, very interested above all in the process of figs and the covering of figs with chocolate. So we sometimes, not during the visit, we spend some time in the artisanal labor of figs, and then in the chocolate factory. And they were amazed now by everything, actually. I hope that I will be the fourth generation of the family business company, and they trusted me. So they supported me because they thought now that I could be maybe the one now to continue this beautiful story. So in my case, I'm very happy to have them.
The thing you said about the trust of the fruit, I love that. Trust in the fig. I mean, that's so nice. I wonder if this thing is that the thing, this thing, this thing of trust. I mean, if there has been previously such a trust, I mean, you know, your family must be really proud and really, trusting also to kind of show people this trusting, but also, I mean, you have a very kind of, it makes me feel like it reminds me of like the idea of a secret recipe. Like this, you have this kind of really particular connection to a fruit. And the students, that, you know, to them, it's kind of this exotic thing. It's not, for them, it has no, it's not something of sentiment to them in the same way, because they don't have the experience your family have with this fruit. But there is actually, when they come to see it, in a way, your family or yourself and your family in the space of Colavolpe are kind of opening a trust to the students. That you are allowing them to see. I wonder, because always that the main concern, the main question we have always is at the moment is after the student period is how it affects La Sepia, or how it affects the dynamic of between locals and La Sepia. I mean, I wonder if extend, because in that moment, if you are extending that trust to students to show them inside, if that trust is also extended to La Sepia at the same time, you know, because I mean, the students and La Sepia, we you know, we come to Colavolpe, we go to the farms, we go to the place together, but we are two separate entities, shall we? You know, the students are different to La Sapia. So again, I feel like it's similar to similar in the ways to the first question. The students become like a little catalyst. Come si dice catalyst in Italiano? Catalyste.
Cattolici,
Aspetta,
cattolici.
aspetta, aspetta. Let me get the translate. Aspetta. Catalizzatore.
Catalizzatori, okay, yes, sure.
Sì, the
I
student, they are like a little catalizzatore for everybody. They become like the catalyst for us, for you, cioè, you know. And this is, and I
No,
feel like in the moment of the site visit, because when we visit the farm or Colavolpe or someone, it's always very intimate. Like there is a feeling of like trust, and it's
Yes.
different, for example, to the casa. The casa in the village is more public space, but when we come to the Colavolpe, it's like this thing of trust, and you know what I mean. So,
Yes, but I get
anyway,
to
I just
say
say this because.
no. I totally understand.
See.
In our case, this is something that we do. We organize, the visit. Also, because we would like to spread, a good message, a message, also towards new generations. So, for example, we managed to organize visits for schools, the middle schools, elementary schools, also because we would like to spread a message of hope, also because in our land we can work, we can do very beautiful things, also not related to something typical, to something traditional. And we are a business company leader in the sector of the production and the transformation of vegan chocolate. And we are recognized not only in the region, but also national and maybe internationally, because we participated to lots of exhibitions abroad. So in this case, this is something
So
that
cool.
we need to do, because we would like to spread this good and also true, not the true identity
See, but
of us. And in this case, the students, absolutely, they were the catalizzatori, no? But it's something that we do also with our students, also university
okay,
students, and
interesting,
also with
interesting.
Le Sepie. We not myself in person, but my auntie Giulia, she organized something with Le Sepie and with Rita also, because Rita had the idea. To She called us and she told us that the students would like to have a visit to they were available now to visit
See, to visit.
this company. So she gave me your number, so I could do
See, I remember.
call
See.
you. And also because I could speak English, because as the fact that I study English and
See,
Spanish at the
see, see.
university, this was something that I was very into too, because also because they you are English, and I'm totally in love with English and in English people. So
See,
for me
speak.
it was it was double beautiful.
Double fun.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Amazing, Miranda, grazie.
The fact. We do this generally with other entities and organizations, but in the case of the students, because they were now they were coming from London, and we would like to give them a real and a beautiful image
See the
the
place.
company, but the place itself, because we are part of a
Of a
place, not a
place.
place that gives us so much, so many things. We are based on a fruit, actually. So our story is based on a fruit. So we are here thanks to our land, and we thank it. So
wow, so powerful, Miranda. So powerful. I love it. Okay, let me ask you the fourth question, if that's okay. The fifth question, I think we're going to leave it, because if you've not been to the CASA, if you've not shared time with the students in the CASA, it's no point to think of that. But okay, last one then, number four. How do they contribute to the work of Lesepia does support locally? Ugh, what does that mean? I mean, let me give you context of that question. Basically, Happy Lab. I don't know if you know what is Happy Lab. You know the market, the mercato in Belmonte. You saw the work we did in the market in the summer. See, so now we do this workshop with the kids from Longobardi, with the come si dice clay, the materiale,
l'argilla.
Agila, grazie. See, so with Chiara of Amantea, you know this ceramic artist.
Yes, she's an artisan, no?
See. So she does this work. For example, she and us and these kids and Safa. I don't know if you know Safa. We do this workshop once a week. Now the students, when they were here, they were helping with that. Which is really nice for us, because then the students are actually, they are beginning to, in the time they are in Belmonte with us, they are starting to contribute to the activity of Lesepia. So if we do a workshop with the kids, they can help and they begin to help. And this for us is beautiful, because then the students become a little bit responsible for the project, you know. That's what we want, is everybody to take a little bite of responsibility, such that it becomes this. Obviously, this is the dream, but when the students are here, they begin to do this. I'm not really sure how to apply this question to yourself and Colavolpe. I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, that's basically that's the context of the question, is that the students begin to take on roles, and more like a role, you know, little responsibility, but they take on a work, you know, they take on an action with us. I don't know, maybe you have something to say about that, maybe it's interesting for you, maybe not. What do you think?
No, it's interesting, absolutely. I can tell you the experience.
For example, Colavolpe is obviously a bit, Colavolpe is a business, so it's a different, it's not really a sort of space where the students can so easily help
for example, for example, I had a very beautiful moment with a girl that asked me to some help for the for an interview, actually, because she had to interview Gerardo Vespucci. She had to. Sorry, one moment.
Ah, Rachel.
Sorry, one moment.
Tranquilo. Tranquilo.
Sorry, my dog. She had to interview Gerardo Vespucci, who I don't know if you know him. I think you know him.
Si.
He was very, very kind, because they had to talk about something regarding the myths and legends related to the fortune, misfortune, you know, all the symbols related to. And so she asked me some help with the interview, and I had to translate the Italian interview in English, and we did it in the shop, in Colavolpe shop.
Amazing.
Because I was finishing the my day at Colavolpe, and then they came to me, and we stayed in the shop, because there was a spot, no, with some chairs, And we did it there, and it was very, very beautiful for me because I had to the opportunity also to listen to Gerardo, that I know since when I was
Also
a
interesting.
child, but I don't speak with him every day.
Of course, of course, of
And
course.
also the opportunity to make this translation, and it was very, very
See.
interesting. So in this case, I can assure you that also in Colavolpe, maybe there was this exchange, you know, moment,
See, see,
and
see,
it was
see, see,
beautiful.
see.
And also because the guys came back to the shop, so many things, to maybe to buy
Yeah.
something sweet and traditional for their beloved ones, but also
Yeah,
for
yeah.
just to say hi
Yeah.
to me. It was very, very, very
Say
beautiful.
hello, look around, see.
Yes, also to
Nice. That's really interesting.
every of them actually came back to me, to the shop, and it was very beautiful. And so at the end of the period, no, of their stay, we organized this pizza together, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, that was so nice. I was really happy for this. I was really happy, and it's because, you know, from the students, I mean, I can tell you from their perspective, they love to come. They really enjoyed being in Belmonte, and they really want to meet basically young people, you know. Like, I mean I'm just following on from your statement about spending time together, because for them, they want to meet more young people. Obviously, there's always you are particularly amazing because you speak great English. It's difficult for other people and the students sometimes to connect or to bond, because language is always a barrier. It's always the language situation. But anyway, the student, I mean, they basically would just like to meet other young people in the town, because, yeah, I mean, if you are not from a town and you go somewhere, you want to see people, you know, like you, basically, you know, you want to, not like you, but of your people who you can, which can be anyone, but yeah, they particularly, you know, typically being young, they want to meet other young people. So also for them, I think it was very nice to spend time with you, a young person, but also a young person who is then active in the village because of your work. So that was, yeah, I think particularly good for them. But you are correct. I mean, when you have Gerardo Vespucci and the student in Colavolpe doing this exchange, this sort of multi-person situations.
Yes, it
I
was
see.
pretty, pretty amazing. And also, I wasn't expecting, no, to that the shop could be the frame, no, of this moment of exchanging ideas and meets legends. And so it
See,
was
see.
very, very, very beautiful. So in this sense, I can assure you that yes, the students contributed a lot to the local, the, no,
See, see, see.
and they supported the also in the sense the local people too, because Gerardo, for example, he was very, very supportive, we not also because he wanted to let people know, be aware of the importance of having, you know, these international students in an historical center like Belmonte, no, that is almost, you know, that is almost forgot, no, in the sense of
See, see, see,
the
see,
local,
see.
no, the historical center is something far from the routine and the daily life, but in the sense the students gave life to the historical center
See,
and
see,
also
see, see.
to the local, because you know it's something beautiful to exchange ideas, to speak. I know the language is a barrier, as you
Knowledge,
said before,
see.
but there are many other means of communication, and we can enjoy
See, see, see.
also just being silent, but we can enjoy the presence of
See, see, see,
each
see, see.
other. So this is it.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Miranda, I just had a message come through saying we have only 10 minutes, and That was a few minutes ago, and I have to go back
Exactly.
to work. And I
We
think,
have
anyway, that is everything.
No, yes, because we have 5 minutes remained, so we managed our time very perfectly.
Amazing. Yeah, thank you very much for your help. I will write down some notes. I will share with you something after this as well, just so you have some writing. I mean, just to show you what I will do next and to say thank you
Yeah,
again.
sure. We'll be very happy
And
to receive them. Okay.
amazing. And then
Lovely.
I'll see you in March or April when I'm back
Okay,
in Italy.
perfect. Okay,
Okay.
see you soon then.
Thank
Thank
you,
you
Miranda. Thank you
so
again.
much. Thank
Ciao.
you
Okay.
so much. Bye bye. Bye
Ciao, Miranda.
bye. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.